Be pitchers and catchers in 2 days. Someone's already in Sarasota who covers the club. He is Ed Encina, Orioles beat writer for the Sun. Ed, how are you?
Good, Brett. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How's the weather?
It's really nice. It's really nice. About 77 degrees and nice little breeze. Can't really complain.
77? Are you kidding me?
Yeah, well, it's real nice.
Do you know what they're calling for around here? I mean, you only left here today, but do you know what's coming?
No, what
we got? Snowmageddon, Ed. Snowmageddon.
Really? How many inches is Castlemaier predicting over there?
It's a pretty big range right now. We're looking at 4 to 9, 4 to 10, I heard last from our meteorologist. Let's just say, though, some others out there are saying it could be worse.
Wow.
Yep.
Well, I guess I got left town at the right time then. Yes,
you did. Now, there's a chance, I guess, with the pending doom here, that Peter Schmuck may not make it. Are you worried?
I am overly concerned because, that means that, no, I'm not concerned. I know that Peter will find a way to get.
He'll find a way.
To Sarasota.
He'll find a way.
He'll find a way.
Hopefully no players.
He's looking forward to it for a while.
We're on early Thursday, late Wednesday flights. That could be an issue.
Yeah. I mean, the one thing too, that's interesting is that Sarasota isn't it's not necessarily an accessible place by plane. They think it's really only one or two flights from that go directly into Sarasota from Baltimore.
Yeah, no,
so,
very hard to get a flight.
So a lot of guys have to go through Tampa. So luckily, both of those airports are pretty accessible. But if there's a big snowstorm coming, I don't know. Might be some trouble for some guys.
All right. So what's the plan of attack? You're setting up camp, setting up shop tomorrow. You will be at the facility on Thursday. Is that your game plan?
Yeah, I mean, I'd probably stop by the facility tomorrow a little bit just to kind of see. The guys come and go a little bit early sometimes. So just to kind of get the lay of the land a little bit. And then, everything kind of officially, well, kind of unofficially, but officially starts Thursday with report day for pitchers and catchers and then first workout day on Friday.
Well, I guess the big question is, will the Orioles sign one of the remaining starting pitchers? We've talked a lot about it tonight, A.J. Burnett or Irvin Santana or Yubaldo Jimenez. Is there any chance in your mind one of these three guys signs with Baltimore, and is there any sort of timetable on this?
Yeah, to be honest, it's hard to predict because obviously these situations are fluid, and obviously the Orioles have shown interest in all three of these guys. But each one has their own situation. Obviously with the latter two, you're talking about the draft pick compensation, which, to be honest, I don't think is as big a deal now than maybe it was a month ago. But obviously, it's still something that you have to consider when you're making a move for one of those guys. But from what I'm hearing, Burnett's going to has some stuff out there, some offers, and it seems to be that more likely that he's not coming to Baltimore. But that's a fluid situation. I wouldn't be surprised if that kind of thing drags out for a little bit. But with Santana and Jimenez, obviously the big thing is the inherent risk of signing either one of those guys to longer deals, which might be what you might have to do to get those kind of pitchers, because so those guys aren't. I think everyone knows that this free agent pitcher class isn't the best one out there. So these two guys are out there still, and I don't know how many people would be really so confident in giving these guys 4 or 5 year deals.
So it's still very fluid. I guess it's possible between now and Thursday that one of these guys signs, but I would think if any of this goes down, we're not looking at any pitcher reporting to any club if this happens in the next 24, 48, 72 hours. It's going to take some time to get any of these, to get a pitcher in uniform and in camp.
Right. And I think right now, the Orioles are really set up to start camp with what they've got right now. And, we always talk about Buck Showalter. Talk about, I like our guys. I think he said at FanFest, he kind of says a lot that, I like our guys. But I think at this point, that's kind of the attitude you have to go into camp with, is that these are the guys you're going in with, and this is the group of guys who are going to compete for the rotation, and there's final couple spots in the rotation, and here's who's going to compete for the closer role, and go from there, and then just treat everything else like, like it's a bonus. I mean, that's kind of the same thing that, I think when the reports of Tyler Colvin you know, came out. I mean, obviously, Tarik Colvin isn't a free agent starting pitcher like these other guys, but I think when there were, you know, reports that maybe there were some issues with the physical, that, you know, the Orioles went in and they had to think about it, that, you know, they weren't going to have a guy like that, and if they did, it was just, kind of an added bonus. So I think that's in a similar way, that you've got to look at it right now. I mean, camp's ready, and you know, these guys are going to have to, for them, it's going to be a challenge, too, of finding out where they're going to land, too. I mean, it's you know, everything's starting to get going now. So, and obviously, you know, the more time you spend out of camp is the more you're going to be behind, no matter how good you are or how much, you know, that rotation needs you.
And give us two or three stories that you will be tracking hard this camp.
Well, I think mainly, one of the big stories this spring is going to be Manny Machado.
Yeah.
Just kind of his recovery from knee surgery. You know, I think everything that we heard initially was that he was way ahead of schedule, and then I think there's a couple things that happened recently where maybe made you think otherwise, that, and maybe this is going to take a little bit longer than maybe people thought. And it's very interesting about the whole dynamic of Manny having to really kind of, you know, relearn his stride a little bit, because he has had these injuries with his kneecap. So I think he's going to be one of the fascinating stories to watch. I kind of joked around Buck Showalter the other day about that, and he said, well, we're going to get ahead of that right away, and it's not going to become an issue. So, but also, too, I mean, obviously, the holes to fill there, the closer situation, you know, at this point, obviously, you know, it looks like you're going to have Tommy Hunter be the lead candidate for that spot. But also, there's a lot of other options there, too, that could be that could come to fruition there. I mean, I know Darren O'Day right now, you know, I don't think they'd ask him to do that kind of closer role, but I think he's working on some things in spring training that might make him a little bit more apt to be able to do that closer role. And, you know, with him, obviously, he struggled against left-handed pitching last year, but you know, if he works on his changeup a little bit, develops that as an out-pitching against left-handed hitters, maybe he can be a ninth-inning guy. Obviously, you know, there are some questions about Hunter. And then you've got Ryan Webb there, too, who is a guy who the Orioles think highly of because he profiles a little bit like Jim Johnson in the sense that he's a sinker baller that draws a lot of ground ball outs. But he obviously has never really pitched too many high-pressure innings in the ninth inning. And, you know, everyone says that, you know, closing out one-run leads in the AL East is one of the toughest things to do. But, you know, he's never really done that. So you've got some options there. I think that the battle there is going to be an interesting one because even though Tommy Hunter is kind of the front runner, really isn't a clear front runner there. You can, you know, see other guys maybe doing it if things work out a certain way.
All right.
And so I think those are two main things. Obviously, you know, there's obviously other holes. You know, who's going to be the leadoff guy? Who's going to be the starting left fielder? How are they going to split up DH duties? You know, obviously that fifth starter in the starting rotation. I'm really interested to see how Zach Britton kind of reacts this camp. Everyone's kind of been talking about how, you know, you see a different kind of you're going to see a different kind of Zach Britton after some of the workouts he's had in off-season workouts in California. And obviously he's out of options. So it's kind of a time where you really have to find out what you're going to get from Zach. I mean, I know that when we talked a lot about the Calvary guys, and I don't think it's a stretch to say that, you know, when all those guys came up, that Zach was one of the guys who really was seen to have, you know, among the most upside. So, you know, he obviously had a disappointing year, maybe disappointing past couple of years, but it'll be interesting to see what kind of develops with him if he can really lock down that number five starter position and really kind of run with it.
A lot of good stories out there, and I didn't even have a chance to ask you if you're on Team Clevenger or Team O'Neill. Jay's the president of Team Clevenger, so we have to debate that.
I wonder why.
We have to debate that when we get to Sarasota. Ed Encina joining us from sunny and warm Florida. Thank you, Ed.